The Skelos were convicted in December of 2015 of extortion and bribery in an alleged scheme by the elder Skelos to use his political influence to steer work and to award a no-show job to his son. Prosecutors say they will retry them. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, June Kim, said in a statement that while he is disappointed in the decision, there was overwhelming evidence that was more than sufficient to convict Dean and Adam Skelos. Kim replaced U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who oversaw the Skelos' cases after Bharara was fired by President Trump. Kim says the only issue in the appeals panel decision is that the jury instructions were incorrect because of a recent Supreme Court decision. Susan Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause says that's a key point.
We think that it's extremely likely that another 12 New Yorkers will look at this conduct, apply their common sense under the corrected legal standard, and they'll find that this is objectionable conduct yet again.
It is the second time in recent months that the conviction of a former legislative leader has been overturned on appeal. Former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver in July also saw his 2015 conviction on bribery and kickback charges rescinded. He's also facing retrial. Both former legislative leaders are benefiting from a 2016 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that occurred after their trials. It reversed corruption charges against former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife. The court ruled that federal attorneys had interpreted the law too broadly and that the jury was not properly instructed on the meaning of an official act within the federal bribery statutes. Dean and Adam Skelos were sentenced to prison terms of 5 and 6.5 years, but they've remained free on bail as they awaited the appeal result. Lerner with Common Cause says New York State should enact reforms and make changes to its laws so that the actions by the former legislative leaders are clearly prohibited.
There really should never be a question of whether an individual elected official uses taxpayer-funded resources to get advantages or jobs or favors for his or her family, that's illegal, period. This shouldn't be a question.
State lawmakers have so far not approved a range of reform proposals, including banning outside income for legislators. They have agreed to a proposal to let a judge decide whether to rescind the pensions of politicians who are convicted of felonies. That measure goes before voters in November. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.